So for me, one of the things that I really don't like about the piazza is the whole food setup. Like, for me, it's not appealing at all. Even this picture, for me, like, yes, a donut is nice and everything, but these, for me, are not necessarily that appealing because, I don't know, it doesn't look right. Like, they're not, it's a bit messy, and, like, there's artificial light in there as well, which distorts the color. And, like, when I was taking this photo, there was a man in front of me who was ordering something, and between the donuts and the person, it's just like this little glass thing that's basically like a little bit raised above, and people are over your food ordering their own food, and if spit comes out of your mouth or something, I don't know, like, that's just kind of what went through my head when I was taking this photo, and people are passing money across the food, and it just was not great. But I mean, that was fine, and that's why I decided to take the photo. I think also just because, like, food is always on my mind, so, like, it's something that I'm always looking for and things like that, so it was interesting for me.
I'm going to interrupt you now. Calliope, tell me, did you interpret the photograph in that way?
I thought that there were dates that were off, so I definitely thought of it as pretty gross. So yes, I definitely interpreted it as not nice.
Who interpreted it delicious?
But in a sense, it has that type of thing, because when I first saw them, I was like, I could do with a nice, oily, juicy, sweet donut. But then when I actually looked at it, I was like, I don't actually want one.
I think it also looks more appealing because of the way it's actually quite a nice photo of donuts. It's chocolate and texture, and it's like really close up. And I think that your image makes it look a lot more appealing.
Like it actually is.
Because I think if you stand back a bit and you see that next to, like, those oily samosas and this and the cake, and it just becomes like, I just think, like, gluttony. I just feel like stuffed.
Yes.
But it is, like, if you compare it to other donuts, like you said, it's not the greatest looking donut.
Yeah, it's like it serves its purpose. Like, if you want a nice sweet snack, it will serve its purpose. But I mean, there are better donuts out there. So, like, for me, that's almost like the piazza for me. Like, cool, it serves its space. It gets me whatever I need to do, like a walkway. But if I'm gonna go and have a cup of coffee and something sweet, like, I'll go to Haloa, for example, down by the engineering side. But not because, like, now it sounds like I'm being a snob, which is not the case.
But they are better, like, Haloa.
I agree, though. Like, our better option would go to the Seattle student center to go get a coffee or a snack there. I would rather go to Tribeca or Haloa or something.
And the funny thing is, there's probably people there that are like, I would never go to Haloa or Tribeca. I would rather go to Piazza.
Why do you think they'd rather go to the piazza?
I feel a lot of people, just because my sister's a lot more extroverted than I am, and she thrives off of people being around her, and she thrives off of the energy of other people. So going to a place like Haloa and Tribeca, it's calmer, it's more spacious. You know, you have your own space to do your own thing. You don't feel like you're being trampled. But then going to the cafeteria and that kind of stuff, you have people around you all the time, and for someone like her, she thrives off of that. She loves people being around her, she loves feeling like that enclosed by other people. But then, like, I sort of assume a lot of people here, we prefer like a little bit more distance between us and the person next to us, you know.
It's interesting that everybody else, correct me if I'm wrong, the other photos have been of outside and have focused on natural elements, or at least the contrast between nature and the piazza, but mainly the outside area, whereas you've taken us inside.
Because it's almost like, for me, that the inside is, I don't know, it's like, it's got a very unfinished type of look. You know what I mean? Like, the tables don't, nothing really matches. It's all like higgledy-piggledy, like thrown together. And like, that's cool. Like, it's just the environment, but it's very different from outside in a sense, because outside, everything is in a line. The bricks form this this intricate pattern. The grass is always like neatly cut and everything. So I think it's really interesting the contrast between the outside, which is can be so peaceful and relaxing, to the inside that's all over the place. Yeah, I don't know. I find it very interesting.
Would anybody else like to add anything to the discussion?
I'd like to add why she thinks other people would go here instead of like why or whatever. Well, my sister comes here quite often with her friends. They don't have much time, so it's very quick and easy, and it's also much cheaper. So I think a lot of students will come here because they're on budgets.
Definitely. Food is obviously it's different to what Lola and Tribeca have. It's fast food, so you just get and it's quick, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose you don't have to actually sit down at like a restaurant to get a snack.
Okay. Thank you.